Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Keisha.
Do you love me?
Yes.
Are you riding? Do you never ever leave from beside me?
Sorry. I bet you get that all the time.
Wow.
Okay.
So,
guys, how are you?
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm a little shaky right now.
Could
be better.
Well, tell us what happened.
So, I'm a serial dater, unfortunately, because I meet guys, they come off one way, I feel like we have a connection, then boom, they ghost me, or, I don't know, it just don't work out, and I'm so sick and tired of that, and I finally meet this guy named Darren. Oh my God, we talk, we laugh, I mean, really, really, really cool dude, and we finally went out, and we had a nice time, mm-hmm. And I haven't heard from him, and I can't believe this cycle is continuing again.
There's a pattern here.
Right. What did you do?
I don't get it. I don't know what to do. I'm like, I called him a few times. I haven't heard from him. And I don't want to keep calling him, but I like him.
Well, tell us if, you know, let's say we get in contact with him and he's like, I'm not really feeling her. Why do you think he would say that?
Now, the only thing I can think of was, I couldn't find a babysitter, and I had to bring my kids.
Mm-hmm.
But they're well-mannered. They're really good kids. They're adorable like me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, open to it. He was like, okay. He just went with the flow. I explained the situation, and he was like, of course, I wouldn't want you to leave him. And, you know, I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll call him next, and we'll see. We'll present the idea of just you and him.
Now, back to the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Keisha. She's an admitted serial dater.
Ugh,
but
the worst.
She thought she finally found the one, or at least the one that she can go maybe on a couple dates with, and this dude, Darren. But for some reason, he's not getting back to her now.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I'm sick of this crap. I don't want to find anybody else new. I want to see what the deal is with Darren, see if we can get some sort of love connection happening. So, Keisha, are you there?
I'm here. I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right, perfect. Hang on. We're going to call him right now. Stay quiet, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Darren?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, sir. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And if you give us 5 minutes, we might be able to change your life for the better.
No, really. Who's this? What y'all
doing? Yeah. That does sound kind of fake, doesn't it?
No,
like, what are you on?
Yeah, so listen, like I said, we're calling you from a radio station. It's because we got contacted by a lady who likes you, and what we're willing to do is actually pay for a date for both you to go on. We'll provide the woman. All you got to do is show up and have a good time for free.
What woman are we talking about?
Okay, so this beautiful lady's name, her name is Keisha.
Keisha. You guys calling me now?
She got us called. Now, listen. So we spoke to her. She likes you a lot. And for this next date, it'll be kidless. Because I know that you, the kids came for the first date.
Kids, man. It looked like we were the Boys and Girls Club.
What do you mean?
What?
I thought she had kids. Like, normal amount of kids. She brought a litter of children, B.
Oh, God. A litter, really?
What do you mean she brought a litter of children?
She had half a dozen kids.
She had six kids.
Six kids?
She said, hey, I can't find a sitter. Can I bring my kids with me? I said, yeah, go ahead and bring them. Luckily, I got an SUV. I could fit all the asses inside. Yeah.
So she had a starting five and one coming off the bench.
Yeah, she had that six, man.
So wait, but you didn't know beforehand how many kids she had?
I didn't know she had six. No, I didn't. The worst part is, too, like, she had, like, two kids that was, like, 18 years old, man.
What?
And Yeah, they just sat there mugging the whole night. A couple Dikembe Mutombos just sitting there looking at each other.
Wait, I gotta say something. Can I say something? I can't take this
hold on. Okay, Darren, listen. Darren, Keisha's on the line right now. She heard what you said.
I'm on the line. Darren, really? Really, Darren? It was that serious? You didn't act like that night. You was all cool. And first of all, I don't have twins. One is 17 and one is 18 and a half. So, no, I did not have two 18-year-olds sitting here. And you act like it wasn't a problem, and now all of a sudden it's a problem. Hey, I mean, that's real f***ed up.
Can I ask a question?
They couldn't stay at home or watch the other 15
games. Right.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
No, they couldn't because they're on probation, and I need to watch them to make sure that they're okay, and I didn't want to leave them with the kids.
Oh.
And I know that sounds crazy or whatever, but they my babies. They won't be 35, and they won't be my babies. So you can think whatever you want, you know, but I'm trying my best as a single mom to do what I got to do to take care of my kids. And Darren, just because your sperm count low and you don't have no kids, you know, you don't even know what it's like to have to watch over kids like that.
I need to apologize. I blame myself because, Keisha, when you said that you brought your kids, I don't know why in my head I thought two. I guess I should have asked how many kids you had.
And then
Darren,
for every one of your children to eat. You know, I thought when you had kids, I was going to pay for a couple kid meals. These motherfuckers are ordering more expensive than I got.
But you were trying to play Daddy Warbucks talking about whatever you like and shit, like your ass sitting up here at T.I. and shit, knowing you broke as
they coming out on dates with their mama, they probably ain't had a good meal in a couple years.
Wow.
Jeez, this is getting ugly.
That's not true.
Listen,
guys. You know what? I don't even want to do this no more.
Wait. The next one could be without the kids.
Right.
And, you know, you guys could maybe get to know each other a little better, and then we'll... You know, then we'll revisit doing a family type vacation later.
Bro, you hear yourself.
I'm cool. I don't even want to go no more because I don't know. He just trying to act real shiny new in front of y'all, whatever. But
I'm good too, man. You know, I can't be paying college tuition if any of those kids decide they want to do something with their life.
But you couldn't even afford dinner. How the fuck you paying child anybody's tuition? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not even trying to argue with you no more, but you said your kids was good kids. What the fuck
they
are
they
on probation for? What are they on? What,
they on probation for beating my last boyfriend's ass. Okay?
Damn.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
And they met because of a car accident. She rear-ended him. I mean, come on. That's a great story when you're older about how grandma and grandpa met. But for some reason... He hasn't been getting back to her for another day. Why? We're going to find out tomorrow morning at 8:10 right here. Get up, crew.